and I don't hate comedians in BW.
This guy says no one's funny in Botswana.
Hey, right.
I was watching a lab, but I think that was probably the last podcast I watched. Johnny, stop watching that kid.
Fuck these niggas.
And I'm like, dog, I'm not running. People are blind, dog. I'm old. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you. Quiet on set.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the best podcast in the land. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Neighborhood Watch.
Yes.
As usual, you're with me, Tepo. But today...
Johnny Pula, aka... Oh, sorry, dog.
This is my show, bro.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, this is my show. Wrong show, guys.
All right, chill. So relax, guys. Hey, I'm getting to you. As usual, can I learn a cool and nephew?
What's that?
More importantly. What should I call you, Johnny? Because I feel like
it's Johnny Pula, dog.
Johnny Pula.
Johnny is fine.
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Bo. Johnny Bo.
How you doing, Johnny?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Baba sa buitsin, Johnny. O ka ba ra hore kwena ma?
Ke nna Rametlae. I'm a stand-up comedian. By profession, I'd like to say that. Yeah, I make money out of telling jokes.
For real?
Yeah.
Like Maria Tsen.
No. No, it's like you can't walk up to a cab guy like, yo, Maria Tsen, or like a combi driver, like, oh, my, oh, like, no, it's a business. You can be like, no, I'm a professional combi driver, but you don't go up to him like, oh, Maria Tsen,
all right, I feel you.
We're trying to survive, man. You know what's happening.
Okay,
dog.
So yeah. First of all, I want to address an issue that. God, I don't hate comedians in BW.
This guy says no one's funny in Botswana.
Hey, right.
I was watching a lab, but I think that was probably the last podcast I watched. Johnny, stop watching that kid.
Fuck these niggas.
And I'm like, dog, I'm not running. People is high blood, dog. I'm old, dog. Like, you can't out here.
No one is funny, dog.
Okay. I'm not even saying I'm funny, but like, no one is funny.
Okay, I take it back.
Nah,
listen.
You should be a man. Throw some balls. Stand.
Hey,
you were pretty confident for a full hour. You were like, nah.
For 1 hour.
You were like, nah.
Ah, get out. Nah, no, Musikita.
Ah, no.
I even commented them like, yo, man, I'll give you tickets to the next hottest show where I know
there's some old guy. I think you're funny, dog. As well as
me?
Tricks, yeah.
Why didn't you say it in the podcast?
Nah, he did say
I forgot.
He didn't.
My shout out, Neff, man. I love you, man.
I forgot.
You always...
Because
you know
I saw you and Tricks perform Go Botswana Arts Movement event
up.
In 2019.
Shut up.
Kamarabu.
Nice.
I was in the audience.
That was a killer night, though.
It was.
Was the South Africans guy there? Was it the night?
Brian Sibanda and some other guy as well.
Were there South African guys there?
And you made a joke about ladies' tits.
Me?
Yeah. It was you.
The way I articulate myself, people don't understand me. Ladies' tits, what did I say?
I don't remember.
That was 2019, though. Like, what?
That was a long time.
Before Corona, just.
Yeah, man. It was a crazy time, man. Right after elections. It was lit. Johnny, we say stuff on the stage.
I heard that. But yeah.
Ladies' tits.
Yeah, you did.
I thought I heard that.
You don't have a joke about ladies' tits.
I don't know, though.
What did I know?
He was revenge.
Guys, we get on stage now. I have a script. When I get on stage, I have a script. But I feed off your energy.
Okay.
If it goes that way, it's gonna go that way. Maybe that wasn't in my script.
Your eyes are going towards the tits.
No, whose tits? Like, I don't know what it is. Dude, I'm in a relationship. You're out here like making me the 2019. I was in a relationship. Whose tits was I talking about? Baby, okay. I wasn't, you know, I have it on video.
Yeah. Okay, maybe it was so
watch
Tricks.
That video again. Yeah,
maybe it was Tricks.
Tricks is the type
it's Tricks,
of balls.
Yeah, it's Tricks.
Balls, eh? Well, Tricks. See, those guys love to talk about sex and tits and all that. Yeah.
All right.
Man, okay. I'm more like funny, man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No, they are funny. Well, like, you know what I mean? Yo, I love Tricks. Yo, the reason why I work with these guys are legends. Yeah. I'll do it. So I'll try and do it solo, but like. I respect a lot of the guys more Botswana. The Botswana Bafani, dog. Yeah. A lot of funny guys in the scene, dog.
On that note, tell us how it started.
How
did you get into comedy?
I've always wanted to get into comedy, but in Botswana, I was at a party in 2015, and I saw guys. I'd never seen this. Like, you know what I mean? I was a younger at the time, and these guys came to the party by pretty suit. Like suits, dog, ties and everything. And I'm like, yo, who are you guys? Are you guys like some quartet or are you guys the what one? They're like, no, we're stand-up comedians. I'm like, what? Botswana.
Hey,
like, whatever. You guys do that. They're like, yeah, man, we do it. I'm like, whoa, man, I've always wanted to do that. Mind you, there's a previous story. I've always, like, since I was a teenager.
Yeah.
But Botswana, you know, you don't know where to find these things. And luckily that day, God sent these three guys in suits. I remember who they are. Kitulani, I think he was with Macheng, Prince Macheng, and Bambino. I think it was them. It was Tulani, Prince Macheng, Bambino, I think. I don't remember the story clearly. But then I remember because I knew Tulani from high school because, yeah, we Naritana's Gelogom Zans. And I'm like, yo, man, I remember you. Yeah. And he's like, yeah, you do comedy. And like, yeah. He's like, tell us a joke. 2015, 2014. And they're like, tell us a joke. Then I did a joke, was like a hitchhiking joke. I'm not going to do it. You guys have to pay me for that.
Okay. But,
that's my money joke. But yeah, I was just like, whatever. I did a joke for them, and these guys cracked up. And one of the guys were like, yo, man, if you don't come, we have a comedy night on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
If you don't come, I'm going to use that joke. And I'm like, what?
Shit.
Comedian wants to use my baby? No. So I came through that Tuesday. I was nervous, man. And yeah. Show started at 6 or 7. Yeah. I was there at 3 p.m., bro.
Hey.
Sitting in that. I was nervous. I didn't know what to do, dog. I was there. Like, people were like, what are you here for?
No, you know,
I was there. Like, I was, even back then, I was always the first guy at the comedy club, last guy there, man. I always wanted to meet all the comedians. Like, to me, the comedy, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't think I was funny because it was a lineup full of Botswana, dog. Like, Botswana are funny, dog. And they'll be kicking these funny jokes. Rip Cracker, Mod.
Yeah.
Yo, Rip Cracker, the guy from Machudi.
Rip Cracker,
funny guy. Funny guy. He's from Machudi. That's one of the funniest guys. He's the guy, he had a comedy club. One of the first comedy clubs.
Did he have a radio show?
You know what they used to have, man? They used to have shows.
Yeah.
Like, for about 10 years.
Did he have a radio show?
No, he radio show, huh?
Did he have a radio show?
I think so. I think they did. No, Mod had a radio show.
Oh.
Mod had a radio. It was on Fridays.
And he used to invite other comedians, I think.
I don't remember. I think he did. I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe, yeah. Yeah, I mean, these guys are legends.
Yeah.
These guys started, like, back in... These are the only guys in Botswana that performed with Trevor when he did Day Walker.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mod and Cracker were opening up for Trevor. When Trevor came to Bots.
Yeah, I cannot tell.
These guys, yeah.
Bots.
Day Walker, when it was recorded in Gabs, that... But yo, apparently Cracker bombed that night.
Had to get that in there.
Yeah, no. It's history. These are things in history. You know what I mean? But Mod killed it. Mod is a legend. He's from Tokweng. He killed it that night. But these are stories. I came in. Kids and I'm in the street. These are the guys. I saw the photos. Apparently, Trevor doesn't take photos with fans. And those guys have photos.
Oh, shit.
They go check Rip Crackers. They have a photo with Trevor Noah back in 2011 or 2010. And they're there. They were skinny back then. So, now they're fathers and they're married. But, yeah, man. Those guys are the godfathers of comedy, man. And when we came in, they had a comedy club.
Yeah.
It was the only comedy weekly place for, like, if you've never told a joke, you can tell a joke.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll set up and warm up the crowd and tell the crowd to shut up. Listen to this new guy.
Hey, that's dope. And I didn't know that.
They did this for like years. It was the first comedy club. Apparently, it was started with a guy called G-Spot from Major Moves as well.
What, G-Spot?
G-Spot, yeah. He's DJ G-Spot. I don't know. Hey, man, don't get me. He's a DJ. He's DJ G-Spot, but he's a comedy promoter, and he started something called Major Moves. Okay. I don't know if you've ever heard about
that. No, I haven't heard about
that. Yeah, so Major Moves, there's a whole bunch of comedians associated. They even have a blind comedian.
Hold up. Before Major Moves.
Yeah.
Just agree. But rewind.
Major, hey, I'm trying to get into where the comedy club that I used to work at, Jorge, there's a history behind that club.
Yeah.
Jorge, there was a bunch of leaders that took a decision and said, yo, we're going to start a place
to groom the industry. The only time Botswana you saw comedy was on President's Day.
Mm. Yeah.
And
yeah, that's true.
There was no other place unless you bought a ticket for Hard Travel's Little Town or some South Africa, or the guys organized themselves on Valentine's Day or whatever to do a show. But there was never a spot for comedians to jam and to discover themselves.
Yeah.
And I was one of the kids that found myself at that spot. I'm here, sitting here, you interviewing me because of those cats.
Ah, that's dope.
Those guys took one for the team. They're still here, man. They have sitcoms on Now TV and now.
Really?
Yeah, though, they make millions now from comedy.
Hey,
like, I'm still making tabes. Now they're like, they sell series. I don't know if you've heard Bayang Horoha, a show called Bayang Horoha on Now TV.
No,
it was playing last year. I'm on the show. Yeah.
Oh, they, shit.
Yeah. The homie.
So for you.
Yeah.
The you have heroes and all that stuff.
Yeah, man, the guys that saved the day, man, they gave us a platform, man.
Before you got to that point,
yeah.
Who was Johnny?
Johnny, oh, okay. Johnny was I was studying architecture.
Okay.
I was in South Africa, then I failed, and I came to Limco and finished.
Okay.
But yeah.
So Johnny was a rapper.
Yeah, no, you want to hear about that?
Serious?
No, I was a musician.
God, I was a rapper.
Yeah, you're a rapper. Musician. Okay. The reason why most people
drop
that
bar.
I have no bars, dog.
Come on.
Hey, where the money at? Where the
Johnny, can I rap at you?
Drop a bar.
Johnny,
I don't have bars. That's why I quit. That's why I quit. I don't have bars. I had friends. Okay, listen.
Okay.
My artistic side, ne.
Okay.
I was gonna tell you about my profession. When I get to school, I wanted to be an architect. But I had friends who are rappers and I wanted to be a rapper. Just like any other kid. Yeah, I was there. Hey. Then one day I remember you were in the studio. I was like, yo, bro, I'm done with this. I'm done telling, I'm done rapping. You were there. 2011. Was it 2012 when I was like in the studio with these guys? I'm like, yo, guys, this is dope, but I think I want to tell jokes.
Yeah.
This is like 2-3 years before I met Tulani and them. These guys knew that this guy wants to be a comedian, but I still used to come to the studio.
Yeah.
And every time, you remember the mixtape you put out.
Hey.
I was a comedian, it was a funny mixtape. We made a funny mixtape in the Ricky song in the hood. Yeah, it was just like radio.
Yeah.
I curated that thing. These guys recorded a bunch of songs and I'm like, okay, I jumped in like 1-2 songs. And I was like, yo, man, I think we could present it with a whole bunch of skits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was funny. So these guys were spoofing T-Eazy. T-Eazy was hot on radio at the time. So it came off like a guy who sounded like T-Eazy. Like, yo, what are you watching the what? Yeah. DJ Scratch that and what? And you have guys call in and request our songs. It was corny, but like, it was funny. It was cool, though. It was 2011, 2010. And we're on Reverb Nation. Go check it out. If you want to hear Johnny's raps, I'm on if that website is still up. Reverb Nation. We were part of a band called Blazing Tact.
Hey.
Yeah.
Blazing Tact.
Yeah, man, it was weird. We smoked weed and shit, man. We were kids, bro. Okay, let's talk about that life. Clearly, we're going to get into this. I did not know they were going to do this.
Came
here to talk about jokes. Emma, tell me, Johnny, you have a bar.
I don't have bars, okay.
Yeah.
You have a beat or something?
Never drop a beat.
It's bars. You really want to hear me rap?
Let me drop a beat.
Beatboxer.
Hey, whatever, Zwana. Come on, you try me.
Tell beat me on that day.
So I should do like serious raps, right? So something like, I whip up the rhymes for you with the rock steady decline. You're right to spit. You see me pop your wrist when you bump. This is like teenager rap.
Shit!
I rap better than a lot of the kids.
Wow.
Yeah, I was an architect who rapped. That was cool. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Well, nice.
I dropped the plan like an architect.
Yeah.
Signed a check, some Russian roulette. Some, yeah. You know, man, rhymes. You know? I was that kid. You know what I mean? But then I felt like I always wanted to be. Because nigga at Eminem, and Eminem was hilarious, and all those guys, well, Ludacris, and the funny rappers, the Busta Rhymes, and I like that in rap, and it was nice and funny. And even when you watch the old hip hop videos, they would always call in a comedian to do a little thing before the I remember, yeah.
They still do that.
I don't know if they still invite comedians nowadays, but when I was coming up, yeah, rappers used to be. But Kevin Hart, I first saw him on a rap video before even a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, whoa, whoa, the club is. And then Lil Jon was like, what? Yeah. No, this was a classic. And I was like, you know what I mean? I saw Kevin Hart there in a rap video before I even saw his stand up. You know?
Yeah.
Like, oh, that guy's hilarious. And. Even though he's Wilenyana, but I love Kevin Hart is a legend.
So you consider yourself a comedian straight now?
Straight, man. So like I worked as an architect for 2 years. When I got fired, I never looked for another job. I just stayed telling jokes.
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you this.
I survive.
As a comedian,
in other words, I survive.
As a comedian, have you ever met one of your heroes in like? What was that like? Did it disappoint you? Were you ever disappointed by meeting one of your heroes?
Nah, I haven't really met. I actually woke up in Lebafana States, but I've performed with like.
You woke up in Steve Harvey.
No, I didn't. Dog. That guy, that's what I'm telling you. That money is like BTV money. Like, you guys brought me here to talk about the Steve Harvey's thing. Nah, bruh. Steve Harvey hasn't told a joke since 2012. Okay, he's not a comedian anymore. And he says that.
Yeah.
He retired. You know
what I mean?
He has nothing to do with what we're doing. Him being here, man, I don't expect to see him at a comedy club. And like, if he does, I'll be so
happy
to see him.
He's a businessman now.
Yeah, he came here to get our rack and he's doing that. You know what I mean? Do that, bro. Get your money, blood. I hope one day I'm going to take some poor country's money. And they're like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm trying to get... Yeah, we all trying to get their money, blood. Some third world country trying to come up.
I
ain't trying to hate, blood. Shout out, Steve. Get their money, blood.
Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hey, shout out. I love Steve. Steve was a hero, man. Yeah. I still remember Steve's joke.
Like you.
Steve like everywhere.
I go back and I watch his stuff. Not every day, but I go back and watch his Steve stuff. Yeah. The class Mr. Hightower.
The original Kings of Comedy.
Yeah. He's a legend. And Steve... The space.
Mm.
It's like now that he's like he tells a story on TV all the time that he's always wanted to be a TV guy.
Yeah,
and that's his thing.
Yeah,
he's a TV guy.
He is. Yeah,
and even though he got in through it through telling jokes, that what he did for black comedy, it's big. That I watched Steve Harvey with my mother, dude. You know what I mean? My mom watches. We watch Steve Harvey. We watch. Jamie Foxx on the joke game, I didn't see that. Where flies in Africa like are so fat, all the flies go to holiday, something like that. I forgot the joke. I don't like telling other people's jokes, but yeah, we don't. Yeah, but yeah,
yeah.
He had a joke about it. That's my mom's favorite joke. She always cracks up and she always like, yeah, man.
So like growing up, you looked up to Steve.
I looked up to a lot of guys. I loved comedy. Yeah, man, I like the whole thing. Even those who know me at home, I was that guy when iTunes first came in. I used to watch go on iTunes. When you go on iTunes, you know, there's subcategories back in the day, and you could click on stand-up comedy, and you could click on Spanish comedy, American comedy, French comedy. And I used to listen to a lot of American comedy.
Yeah.
And the Giddy Rays are audio, like the way somebody's probably going to be listening to this, doing whatever they're doing. And I used to listen to stand-up like that as a teenager. I watched stand-up. And I like jokes. I had a funny uncle.
Hey.
You know what I mean? When uncle came through, Uncle Benny, when he comes, uncle, tell us that joke. I even do some of my uncle's jokes because I used to think my uncle steals these jokes, right? Because I thought like every other uncle is telling something. You know what I mean? I thought he was doing that until I told some of my buddies, like we were talking, they were telling, exposing their uncles. My uncle told me this joke. I found out it's not his joke. Then I told them one of my uncle's jokes. And they died. And they're like, dude, what the hell? Where did he get that? And I'm like, oh, that's Uncle Benny's jokes. They're like, that's an original joke. I'm like, whoa. We were sitting there as little kids, like, uncle, he had a joke. Rod Stewart. I don't know if anyone knows Rod Stewart. Rod Stewart. As a singer, we all grew up. Yeah, man, Rod Stewart. Then he had a joke about that, and it was our favorite joke. I forget it, but every time my cousins are like, "Oh, Rod Stewart, did Rod Stewart the joke?" And like, yo, man,
you'd say that that's your biggest influence apart from the
jokes. Before I even knew there was comedy, the person who told the joke school like being was Uncle Benny.
And then when you
and
learned
used to
about
sit us, me and my nieces, you sit there with me and my cousins, would sit there,
yeah,
and you'd crack, recite jokes. And the little ones, when they got older, would ask Uncle Benny to recite that old joke that, and he had like a set. And I didn't know that, I don't even know he knew he was a comedian, but he had a set for us. You know what I mean? He had a little, you know, he schooled Kumaung, and you know Maung people are funny. He used to do the Maung accent, hilarious. And he did the whole, yeah, but he's, now he, we better go mining. He never got into the whole entertainment thing and whatever, but
what do you
that was
think
the funniest man I know.
Oh, he's the funniest man you know.
Yeah, I knew growing up, like a kid. But then obviously I saw professionals that make money.
Okay, more, who's your favorite then?
Who's your, who influenced you the most in that comedy space?
Cat Williams, maybe?
Cat?
I don't know. Maybe Cat Williams? I don't know. I even rip off Cat Williams a bit. Like, you know when he does that? He had that every day. I'm hustling, hustling. I remember when Rick Ross had that song.
Yeah.
And Cat Williams, he had an album called Pimpin' Pimpin'. You guys ain't from that. You guys are Cat Williams. You guys are probably Kevin Hart generation and Trevor's generation. But yeah, I'm Cat Williams generation. Cat Williams was big. Then came Kevin Hart. Then came Dave. But you know what I mean. But yeah, the story. At the time, Cat Williams was the biggest guy at States.
Bigger than Eddie.
No, Eddie is old school. Eddie hasn't dropped an album since 1988, dog, or whatever. I haven't been before I was born. I never saw Eddie talking about stuff during my generation. You know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, Cat Williams was talking about stuff when Obama got inaugurated. Michael Jackson was doing all the things. And, you know, he was talking about stuff that we were seeing. And so Eddie did he paved the way for these guys, but... Yeah.
Okay, what do you...
But while we talking about estates niggas, what about fun about around in Taiwan? I don't go local comedy. But anyway, let's carry on.
We'll get there. Okay, so I want to know, like, what do you think about the comedy scene at the moment in that country? Because, like you mentioned, Hore, there wasn't a place whereby you can go and, like, listen to jokes.
Yeah.
But those guys were the first ones to...
Pave the way for that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Then what happened, we came in, So what happened is we met as comedians. We'd come there and... There were comedians coming in and out. Some guys would come every week. Some guys would come month ends. But you get to know the guys.
Yeah.
The newcomers and the veterans. And that's where I started meeting the comedy space. Before, I've never done the presidential competitions. Now I'm just the Gabs comedian. Mm. Tells jokes in bars and clubs. And that's what we did. When we realized that the Brazini are getting paid to host us. I'm like, these guys, they didn't. Ripcracker, that was his job. He came, he worked once a week. I think he was getting paid salary. Nah, nah, salary. I don't know what, about my 6,000. I don't know how much. But he was getting paid to facilitate this for us. And he used to perform, dude. That guy was a host. And he'd perform brand new jokes. And you'd be there on that stage. The first comic comes in, you tell a bunch of jokes, call in the next comedian, come in. And he was getting paid to do that. I bet like every Tuesday. And me and my bros are like, yo, man, this guy's like, that's all he does. He's a stand-up. And he's
getting paid.
Serious, man. These guys that work 9 to 5 and get 6K.
Yeah.
He comes on a Tuesday and gets 6K. And he's done. That's the work. And I was like, this is so cool. How do we do this?
Yeah.
So we were trying to get good. Like, really good. Like, because the crowd was tough. They would get drunk. This is Gabs. Why? Sometimes even later was worse because. Tricks. We once did a launch. I don't know why we take. At the time we were desperate. Like we would take any gig. Like I've started turning down gigs maybe last 2019. That's when I started saying no, it's not my scene. But at the time, dude, this lady had a bar. Ararata. She's like, yo, come launch my bar. And bunt nigga. So horara setena sabara. Setena sabara setena tricks. Horara we got a tricks. You the panzola comedian dog. Like, hey dog, like, where's Hoa dog? Like, these guys are gonna fucking punch me the moment I grab them that mic. You know what I mean? So go in first. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So my nigga tricks. So horara setena sabara setena. Horara everybody knows this guy is crazy. We don't know. This nigga comes in. We thought he was a heckler, dude. you know my nigga tricks. Carried on with this thing, but it was just like, what? This guy almost lost his life.
Like, what the fuck just happened? Shit.
Yeah. But yeah. My personal experience, we once got booked. Yeah. Now this also goes into taking a booking that you shouldn't take. We were booked for a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Christmas party. what the theme is, what is, hey, you, can you book? We took the booking. We get there. Guess what? The theme gave a contract. So everybody's contracting. There's courts, there's labels. So even the offices, my office, I won't say the name of the company because you know what I mean? It was a private moment for them. And these guys were getting lit, man. And the maids are there, the big guys are there. It's all mixed up.
Yeah.
Lit. So at the time, Chama Girl had a hot song.
Yeah.
I think it was Maman Chara, something like that.
Okay.
And
hey, this is way back.
I don't know, probably not that, but it was a hot song, like a Chama Girl at the time. I don't remember which one.
All right.
But Chama Girl drops a hit every year. You know what I mean? But one of those years, it was a hot year. Okay. I don't know which year it was.
Okay, okay.
But yeah. So it was back. I think probably 2016, probably. Mm. 2016, 2017, early days of my stand-up. So they kept repeating the song at the party. So it's just the DJ USB keeps repeating it. Halfway through that, the DJ felt he was tired. It's time for the act. Whoop! Halfway through the nice part. Whoop! Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for stand-up comedian Johnny Pula. Hey, that crowd was not having it. Hey, for sec, Pusa! Pusa, that chamagele! Because you know it's a new culture, dog. I'm doing this thing. No one, what comedian, nigga? Please bring us ATI. You know, sound, nigga. And these niggas are there in their overalls, they're rowdy, dog. They're lit, nigga. I'm just grab my mic, man. I do my stand up thing. First joke, oh, hey, what's that? Second joke, man, some niggas would even come up to this and man, hold on. You know what I mean? Like up to my face, man. Like, it was bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was bad.
I was like, I kept looking, and the guy who booked me was just there. Dog. I'm like, dog, this my money's there. Dog. If these people don't laugh, I'm not getting paid. You guys have to understand how hard it is for a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Lauryn Hill, when I was here, like, oh no, Lauryn Hill, but she did, you know, miseducate. You know, we love you.
Yeah.
If Kevin is not funny today, you're going to act like he was never funny. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, ah, Kevin is the worst. Like, dude, it happens to me, though. You probably heard people say Johnny's not funny because they heard me on a day. My girlfriend dumped me. I'm just trying to get this check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I sucked. So that day was one of those, damn, you suck. What's that? And there was this one guy. Sorry. There was this one guy in the audience who was just quiet. And he looked like he gave a fuck. He looked just like, you know what I mean? Like, he looked like he cared about this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, ah, oh, hi, Brian.
Yeah.
They shouldn't. Dude. You know what I mean? So I'm there telling my jokes. Then he's like, you know what I mean? I don't care. So I'm busy now. Like, you know, you can imagine this. Niggas they're like, you know what I mean? We're midway through the song.
Yeah.
This guy looked like he get. I thought he was going to like, you know, yo, Johnny, man, I seen you there in Pakalani there. I seen you in Main Mall, man. I seen you. You the best, bro.
Get him.
I thought he was going. Because I'm like, so I'm like, I stop my set. I get a little close. He's like, no, get close. I get right up to his face. He's like, come on, Asamka Chamagel. I was done. The fact that I still call myself a comedian, dog, I'm like, dog, I'm brain dead or something. Most people would have quit, dog. Like, yo, but I got paid. Dog. We got paid. Dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily.
How much did you get paid?
At the time, I forgot. 800, somewhere there. But for that 10 minutes of my life, 800 by shot.
That's a lot of money for 10 minutes.
Hey, man, I walk into why Beriki.
10 minutes, what them got the knife?
When I don't nail anything less than a grand, you tell me if you like, ah, man. I'm one telling client. My life story, dog. I'm telling you about my grandmother and my mom and my shit, personal shit.
Yeah.
Like bottom things that I think are funny and I'm pouring out here for you.
Yeah.
It might go wrong. It might go bad. Somebody might get I might do an Indian accent in my joke and the guy who's paying the gig gets up, fucking leaves and there it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's a tough job, but we do it, man. I love
How
it.
Do you write jokes, Noah and Anka Woods? Like, what's the process? I've always wondered.
It's a long process. Some jokes, now you when you hear them, let's say you've never heard me, now you're gonna hear that joke. That joke was probably doctored over 3 years. When I first said it wasn't like that, and over time, I kept adding and putting things in and whatever. So what happens is that you would first originally have an original idea.
Yeah. Right?
Let's say this joke doesn't exist, and get off the combi and some drunk guy says something and some guy replies. I'm like, oh, that's hilarious. You know what I mean? whatever. Life. No, life inspires me. My girl would say something. My brother, my grandmother would say something. Or a lot of the things is like, it's from me, but yeah. It's the things I experience. It's me telling, like, the things I see every day.
Yeah.
And I'd put it or note it down. It'll first start off as a note.
Okay.
On my book. I have joke books. People steal jokes, bro. Hey, it's a dirty game. That's how bad it is that, like, even some of your favorite comedians steal jokes. You know what I mean? The guy with 100,000 followers in bots, the guy you love, a bunch of them, not even one, a bunch of them steal jokes. You know what I mean? I've been approached, somebody telling me, oh, your jokes, they sound American, and they think they heard it from somewhere. Nah, me, guys, I don't take jokes. And if I do take a joke, I say it off the bat. Normally when I do quote jokes is when I'm hosting, because I'm there for like 3 hours and I'm busy hosting a show. And I'm like, hey, man, this one comedian I once heard said this. I'll say his name and I'll recite the joke.
Mm.
But I rarely do that.
So, well, is there like a code for comedians?
The code is there's no rules to comedy except don't steal jokes.
That's the one rule.
That's the one rule. But they
steal it.
I could fart on the mic. I could do anything to get those jokes, but just don't steal. If I'm the farting guy, the guy who farts on the mic for the jokes,
don't fart.
Do my those are my jokes.
Hey.
The fart jokes. I'm not saying fart jokes are mine, but don't do my fart jokes.
Okay.
Because there's guys that do that. You know what I mean? We could be both guys that talk about sex. Don't do my sex jokes. You can do your jokes about relationships. Let me do mine.
Yeah.
And some guys will take the punch. Normally, you spot it with the punchline.
Is it still there? You know, like how in rap music. The whole seriousness of how you sound like
TikTok
guy,
ruined it and all that shit flow. Ruined it. The internet ruined it, man. No one has joke. Like, for you, or like, especially like the Vine guys, because me, I'm a stand-up guy, right? Mm. Stand-up guys, it's a no-no.
Yeah.
If you come to my club or I'm hosting or it's our organization and I book you and you go do somebody else's joke, I'm going to call you to the side. I'm gonna be like, ah, my nigga. I'm not paying you. It hasn't happened yet. I haven't booked a guy that steals. Normally I know, oh, that's a joke thief. If you've never been on my lineup, chances are you're a joke thief. You know what I mean? I've seen you before. Because normally I get guys that I'd never just get guy that I heard about. Oh, I like the little funny. I'd first see you first. And I'm like, oh, okay, this guy could. He does
okay,
it. Because that's how I get booked.
Who people do you think first, in the country is funny?
Oh, man, there's a lot of guys. My way, Rip Cracker, Mod. Okay, Mod. There's a guy called Mod.
Mm.
He's the first guy I heard talk about like marriage and, you know, being a husband in Botswana.
Yeah.
You've heard the Louis C.K.'s and the guys talk about that shit, but you haven't heard it as a... Botswana men cheat. And yo, he puts it... Yo, it's hilarious, man. It's so hilarious. And talk about how the ring hiding thing with the right now that's trending with the president.
Yeah, Gasisi boy.
And all that. Yo, he was talking about that stuff in his stand-up way before right now. You know what I mean? He was that guy. He talked about flying. Air Botswana, dog. I ain't never heard. Like, I was like, I heard the big guy, Mary, New York comedians like to talk about flying. Yo, I was off the plane. So, and you hear Botswana talk about flying. It's a different, it's not the same as hearing it as an American. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, and he does it so well. Then there's Mawe. He's the guy who wins all the president's competitions. I'm sure you've heard about him. He's on BTV a lot.
Nope.
He's like legendary comedian. Funny guy.
Okay.
These are just stand ups, I guess. I just give you guys the fine guys.
Stand ups.
Yeah, just stand ups and bots. This Mawe, Rip Cracker, Brooks. There's a guy from Kimokhalagad.
Mm.
And like, you ain't never heard a nigga do jokes and he adds punchline, gets Khalagad. It's beautiful. You know what I mean? I think we're seeing things that we've never seen before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's a guy called Valoid. He's hilarious. I see him soon doing the jokes, Kasashubia. I didn't even know that there was a language called Sashubia. And he sets it up in such a way that we get it as Botswana. When he hits it, we get it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And it's beautiful. There's a lot of guys, man. But those are the guys I can think of top of my head. If I forget you guys, Heidi Malai Tiak.
So what would you say a style of comedy do you do? if there is such, and what are those kind of
stuff? Hey, man, I haven't figured. Oh, man, I don't
what
know my voice.
What kind of categories are they?
Oh, there's different styles, man. There's like the storytelling. I think I'm more of a storyteller. Like, the, yeah, I'm more of like, I put you in like, me, you're there
you
with
you
me.
You set up the scenario and stuff.
And
like,
I
yeah.
tell a story.
Yeah.
But like, depending on the audience, I normally watch the first comedian, the second comedian to see, but it depends. My jokes, I'm able to do them. They're funny in any language. I'm sure if I knew Arabic, if I told you what my grandmother says, and you'd crack up. You know what I mean? That's how I set them up. I don't want jokes that are just funny because Kiswana.
Yeah.
Or it's funny because I said it this way. But there are jokes like that where the punchline is, you know, I have this gag. Man, Twitter people steal jokes. I hate Twitter too. But yeah, I had this gag about this whole Botswana police don't say freeze.
Yeah.
And yeah, it trended on Twitter for a bit. No shout out, none. But it's an internet joke now. But the punchline is that, imagine what our cops would say instead of freeze. You know what I mean? And I was like, it really depends.
I remember you told that joke.
It depends on that word. Like, I can't. It's a, if you're not from Bots,
you wouldn't get it.
Yeah, some jokes really do depend on the language.
Yeah.
And but I try not to do that too much. And yeah. Yeah, I hate the internet.
do you think the corporates have woken up to you guys, or it's just the social media front?
Like, slowly, man, they love the internet guys, man. They love your
I get it.
Those guys are funny, dog. I won't lie, dog. Like those guys, they get me. Like they're not funny all the time. Like, cause every comedian, I'm not funny all the time, but I enjoy all of them, man. I enjoy Donna. I enjoy Mata. I enjoy. I like the old Monomutona, like the breakthrough when I miss that guy, man, where he didn't care about, like, before life started happening to him, you know what I mean? That Monomutona, I miss him, he's dope. Tazarepa, I won't lie, man, Tazarepa will get you, dog, like, you might not, because he's slapstick, right?
Yeah,
and a lot of people, like, you know what I mean, the whole. They're waiting for, like, oh, what are the words? But, yo, he gets you, bruh. I remember the first video I saw him, he had, like, some peanut butter. Now, people don't know why he talks about peanut butter. His first video that I ever saw, he had a spoon. You know how hilarious he is with the slapstick. So he had a spoon of peanut butter. You know, peanut butter doesn't drip.
Mm.
But he was trying to get that peanut butter to drip on the bread. That was so funny, dog. He was just... And you know him, bro. It was so hilarious. That's why I think that's why Mzazarapa does a lot of peanut butter references. That's his original heavy. That shit was hilarious. I remember this is 2017. I remember me and Trex were like, dude, this kid is hilarious. And we even booked him. I once paid. I didn't pay him a lot of money, but I'm sure I'm one of the first guys to book Mzazarapa.
Like,
it wasn't a lot of money. He didn't deserve the money we gave him, but it was one of those, yo, man, we love you, man. You're the next internet sensation. You know what I mean? It was one of those. We took advantage before Aturara.
So I can remember for just corporates to pay attention. Like, what do you guys have to do? Because you guys are taking yourself seriously. You're making content.
Well, some guys are, you know what I mean? Some guys are not, you know what I mean? Some guys just want to be famous, you know what I mean? They do it for the ladies and whatever. Some guys, you find that an edge to him, this is not a business. It's just he open up the same way you have a profile page and, hey, man, I'm trying to sleep with that girl.
Welcome
she
to
has
my
a Facebook
channel.
Page. And I'm going to open up Facebook so I can talk to that girl or whatever. So I think those guys started off like that.
Yeah.
And they blew up. Now that they're like, oh, I have all this, but it wasn't not intentional. Then there's guys that were intentional. But it's cool, man. It's balanced. I think it's a good industry, man. Good hella. What we need to do, we need education.
What do you mean?
You blow up, you put up a video, then what? We love you. I'm with those guys though. Sometimes I hang out. I shoot videos for them sometimes. I'll write a joke for some of them and shoot the fucking thing, put it on for their page. So after the shoot, we'd go out for drinks. And this guy is just happy with, you know, getting free drinks, taking photos and whatever, and putting that thing up.
And I'm like, what after this? And I only tell her I'm the one paying for the drinks. Mm. You know what? I'm the least popular guy. But to me, it's a business. I'm here, so I'm going to make sure you guys have your drinks and your food.
Yeah.
We shoot and da 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 da. But yeah, man, what? They need education. I can't teach everybody, though.
Mm.
I can't teach. You know, it's not my job. I'm trying to pop off too. Like I said, I'm trying to get some poor third world country to give me the whole check. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to do. So I can't teach everybody. But what I do is I give guys literature. Especially when they're new, I'd give them books, read that, you know, guidance, and like, yo, man, so you're like, looks like you're really popping. One of my, I don't like to take like, ooh, you did it, but guys that, he was funny, but guys that I was like, oh man, I spotted him and sort of like gave him the shot and gave him a heads up. It's like Benene Pono, 2017, I was a judge. He won that day, but I wasn't a judge of the final thing. But I took his number down because I really loved his performance. And I was the other judges were like teachers. Hey, does that guy have you dog? Like, people that had never heard jokes before.
Man.
And I'm sitting there with these other judges and I'm the only professional comedian as a judge. So we judged and Benene wins and I take the homie's number. I'm like, oh man, I work in gaps. I do these things. I crack jokes. I think you're the next thing, dude. Have my number. Let's talk. Kid did that. When he came for the thing, he talked to me. I'm like, dude, tonight your life's gonna change. I remember when you went for the final night. I hadn't seen the performance because I woke up in the morning. I was like, "What? Am I a prophet or whatever?" But I just knew he was like, I had never seen anything like that. There was always the same style of comedians that were winning.
Yeah.
And when I picked him, I'm like, Bots hasn't seen anything like that. Young, fresh. It was always the joke. It's our old nigga jokes.
Yeah. Know? Like,
and he was fresh, and he would do old nigga jokes, but he would. Hey, ta-da, hola, Spanzola. I remember when he even had his whole uniform on. Because that's the crazy thing about the presidentials. There's nothing on the marking sheet about the joke.
Yeah.
They mark you on, like, how you're dressed.
Serious?
How, like, it nothing has nothing to do with comedy. Like, that chart has nothing to do with comedy. Like,
but you're judging a comedy show.
It's like you're judging a drama. You know what I mean? Yeah, said costume.
And character now.
And he really look using that chart, and after the me cracking up, he won. Like there were guys that were funny that I wish they would won, but like he met what the government feels this is a winner, and what I felt is also a great comedian, and he met both my criteria and that book's criteria. I'm looking for somebody who's gonna come in the industry and fucking rock this in the industry. I'm tired of guys winning this thing and just nothing
disappearing
happens. And when I called him, I'm like, Benen, after you win this, you're not gonna be any other winning guy who comes back next year or wanna happen next year. You people are gonna know about you.
All right,
and he did something about it, dude. He's guys before that would win the competition and sit back, get that 10 grand and wait for next year, take the 10 grand next year. Kandelayana, some new kid will come in, take 10 grand and do nothing. And I told Benen, dog, this is a business. Don't let anyone tell you nothing.
Yeah.
Only I make more money. I was an architect, junior architect, Kenela 3K. On stage on a good comedy kibuki, Kenela 3.5 for 10 minutes. And you tell me I should spend 24 hours. It's a job. It's a fucking job. It's a career. That's something in there. That means that if 10 minutes is worth that, you know what I mean? Those are I'm not saying that I get paid that all the time.
Yeah.
Because what the hell? Sometimes I take. I'm not saying that. Don't come out here. I'm good right now. I want that 3K up. Yeah? Yeah. But like I'm saying, yeah. So you call me in for 10 minutes. And I was like, dude, guys would be complaining about that checks in the office. I'd be smiling, write my jokes. To me, this is the job, is the backup. My mom likes to see me in a suit and tie, wake up in the morning. Hey, ma, I'm going to work. I'm not doing that dumb comedy shit. But I was making more money than that.
Shit.
When I graduated, my friends were saving up. I wasn't saving because I was self-sponsored.
Yeah.
I wasn't saving. And they all went to Cape Town, dog. I was so jealous, dog. You know how Instagram, though, you watch that?
Yeah, dog.
You're all in Cape Town, squad deep, bro. Guess what? Guess what? I got booked to Maung. My family's never taken me to Maung. Never. I got booked to Maung. I was there for a weekend. in that nice Cresta Hotel, nigga. Shit. I'm sure it's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
I had my own room. I was eating three meals. These guys would buy me drinks.
Hey.
I was there for like, I had one performance. I performed on a Thursday. I arrived on a Wednesday, but I left on Sunday and everything was paid for. I was there, dog. I had my own experience.
Yeah.
And I posted it and I'm like, who's in my room? Graduation. I wasn't even telling people I was there for comedy because I was still like embarrassed that I'm a comedian at the time. You know what I mean? I was telling people I'm on holiday because I graduated, but I was on holiday because of jokes.
Okay.
I was there. You know what I mean? Comedy is taking me a lot of places.
Yeah.
I ain't never seen a lot of things, dude. My first international flight, I swear, I think it's because I was a comedian.
Okay.
I won that competition because I was a comedian. I swear.
You said that like you have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
How did that one go? Because since you tell jokes and...
That girlfriend found me on stage. The one before that left me. Kore, she met me as a comedian.
Hey,
I started comedy in a relationship.
I don't know if it was because of comedy or because I can't take you seriously.
Whatever. But when, like, you know what I mean? When the come up, you know, the come up, bro.
Yeah.
I was that kid shining, bro. Like, when I got on stage at Nagago Crack, I was the golden kid. Cracker never used to give us... You know, like, when I mentor guys, I teach you about punchlines and setups. The only advice I used to get from those guys, hey, Juni, Iriana, Cracker doesn't know English, so he can't say much to me. So he'd be like, yo, Iriana, like that. That's the advice. And to me, that was like, get him, bro. Get him, little homie. He'd bank on me, dog. That guy made a lot of money from us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know that he was getting paid a lot. Like, he'd call us in, maybe like FMB would book him, and he'd be like, I'm taking tricks and Johnny about an LA like for a clip, but I'm sure FMB doesn't pay that kind of money. But we were like, you know what I mean? The fact that, yo, we're performing at an FMB gig and Cracker, these kids are hot, man. Let me get these niggas in the lineup. Then we'd come in and do our damn thing. And to me, I don't resent him for that. Like, yo, man, like, shout out. He gave us a shot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He was a guy who gave it, even though not a knock.
So about on the note, yeah, the girlfriend. I heard you went to Mauritius there.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about that, and then tell me what it taught you about BW. Like, you experienced that side.
Yeah.
What was it like when you got back home?
I kind of lost some friends. Though. That's weird enough, dog. Like, it's weird. Like, dude, I'm back. I'm still broke, dude. Chill out. You know what I mean? Relax. Relax. You know what I mean? Right now, people don't even like my shit no more because they're like, I own niggas now, but not everybody. A lot of people are happy for me. You know what I mean? Lot of people are happy with me. But like, I won't say which neighborhood I stay in, but like, niggas in the hood.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Niggas, those are the niggas that are really mad at me. And dude, those guys didn't pay me. I got never mind. It was a free trip and I came back and I was like, I'm back. You guys, I'm here. I'm still broke. Same girlfriend. Still stay with my mama. You know, same shit. You know what I mean? Same shit. So it's one of those.
Mauritius,
like, oh man, like on the bill. Okay. You see what you see on the photos on the internet.
Mm.
It's like that.
Exactly like that.
The blue water,
yeah, like a paradise.
For real, but there's something they don't tell you. So apparently, like, you know how like we have our own secrets, and the world doesn't know that. Oh, you know, Botswana, the African diamond. But they don't know that we got our own hidden problems. Yeah, they also have their own hidden problems.
Okay.
One of them is that they have an too many dogs.
Hey.
For every Mauritian, there's 4 dogs or 3 dogs.
Anna!
Dude, like literally at the hotel while I'm eating, there's like a stray dog just running. On the beach, there's dogs everywhere. There's dogs everywhere. So I was with a cab guy. I'm like, yo, man, took a cab for like a little tour. You know, it's a tiny island.
Yeah.
Literally everything from here to there is an hour. So if you ask them, I'm trying to go somewhere, no, it's an hour's drive. Like, it's literally imagine everything. The island ends Gumuchudi and ends Game City. Gumuchudi is as far as it goes. Game City is as far as it goes. And Tlokweng. And Mogoditsane. That's our country. Our country is Mogoditsane, Gabs, Chudi, and yeah. So the bushes are the bushes between the, yeah, the jungle. And those guys have real jungles.
Mm.
Like, jungle. If I'm here, now,
yeah.
If I walk through that bush, mm. I'm got like, you see where you are? I won't see you, and I'm here. Like, jungle.
Fake.
Yeah, and mangoes grow wild, like you know how Moretra grows wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mangoes. Apparently, there's over thousands of species of that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, before I forgot to finish the last joke, yeah, the dogs. Apparently, there's a whole lot of, yeah, the dogs. Yeah, that's an interesting topic. Apparently, the government is telling Chinese migrants to come, and they can eat any dog they want. And that, I heard that from the cab guy. That's, I don't
For
know.
For real?
I don't know, but it's an inside joke. It's, but yeah, apparently, yeah, it's something that they don't tell you in the brochure. That's not in the brochure. Huh?
All you can eat buffet.
Yeah, like, you know, if you're Asian, if you're into dogs, come the Qurar Hell Haoli and the beach. When I'm a khere, like, no cop is going to be like, no SPCC. No, nah. Like, you know that meme guy who, you remember that meme guy that used to hit the dogs? What is his name? What do we have here? Remember that guy? There was a guy back, like, in the day who used to abuse dogs and bots.
That was on Facebook.
Yeah, the Facebook guy. You don't remember him? No, Nascarbora, no. He used to punch dogs. You remember him, man? Yeah, that guy would have had a fun time in Mauritius, man. That guy would have had a great time. I forgot your name, bro, but I love you, man. That's the first guy to get like 1,000 likes for a photo. It's a celebrity before Facebook was like.
Yeah.
Because he just put up a selfie and like 1,000. I'm like, dude, what does this guy do? This is before it happened. Nowadays, it happens a lot. But okay. Yeah.
I want to know, what's your worst experience on stage telling jokes?
I already told you, dog, the Chama Girl story, dog.
That was the Chama Girl story.
Yeah, yeah, that's the worst thing. I thought you were setting me up for that. You know what I mean? That's.
Let me ask you this. What's the one thing you like the most about yourself and the one thing you hate the most?
I hate myself. I hate my voice. I hate the sound of my voice.
That's the one thing you hate.
Yeah, no,
imagine
when I'm going to
the whole day, dog. Like, dog, imagine, dog. It's hard to listen to my recordings, dog. I cringe, dog. And I'm like,
why is your recording?
I'm laughing at that. That's not funny. His voice is just one thing. I hate myself. Like, I get it. Why you hate me, bro? Why do you have this guy? Where's my talka? You get what I mean? Why didn't I know that's a dog? And I dog like, why that guy? I get it.
Hey.
I get why I don't have the 1,000 followers. I hate myself too. But yeah, I get it, dude. Don't follow me.
All right. Before we wrap it up, I just want to know, though, like, you're doing the Johnny Pula and Tricks show.
Yeah, the greatest show on earth. Yes, on earth, mind you. Quote me on that.
Okay.
You guys gonna hear about one day.
All right. So, like, what's coming up next? Do you have anything coming?
Season 2 is coming up next, of the Johnny Pula and Tricks show. Hopefully, it's gonna be more refined. It doesn't sound exciting for me creatively, but you guys are gonna enjoy it.
All right.
How did you hook up with Tricks?
Okay. We met comedy night, go crack. So what happened is that the first night I got there, and I'm a writer. So I'd sit outside, and all the comedians, they think it's a cool thing. They sit backstage and they drink and hey.
Yeah.
So I'd be there writing. And I had been a couple of months doing this, and I was always the bad guy backstage writing. Then one day I got there, I had gone for exams. I was a student when I was doing this, so the exam in the detainee. So semester I was hella. So beginning of semester, I was like, hey, let's go back to that club again. See if I can share some more jokes. I get there and I see little homie Tricks. I don't know him at the time. He's there in a book as well. I'm like, oh, there's another writer here. I wonder who this is. And Oregile, he was young at the time. I think he was about 18, 19. He was young. I was a bit older than him.
Yeah.
And he You remember the drink bullet?
Yeah.
Or he's nervous, he's trying to get a little energy or whatever. I remember, nigga. But yeah, he's there as a little bit of bullet. And that time I was a little asked out, a student. And I'm like, oh man, I'm a little nervous. Got dry mouth. Can I have a sip of your bullet?
Yeah.
And he didn't say anything. He's like, yeah, man, you can have it. So I have it. And he whips out another bullet. I'm like, oh, okay, he's got many bullets. You drink the shit. And we didn't say anything. So what are the rib cracker knew that people are going to like Tricks a little bit more than me.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't know him. So he put me before Tricks.
Yeah.
So I get on stage, I do my thing. You know, people crack up. You know?
Yeah.
I get off, little homie is just there like, dog. You're hilarious. What? He's like, he's just, I had never gone backstage and another comedian just like, yo, dude, you're the funniest guy in this whole club. Like, I've been here for months. Unzule guy.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hilarious, dude. And he's just honored like, yo, dude, you're hilarious. I'm like, thanks, man. Thanks, little homie. Thanks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I sit back. I'm like, let me go watch this guy who's so glad to see me. Dog. I cracked up. Cracked up, and I didn't go to him after that.
Hey.
I went to Rip Crack. I'm like, where the hell did you find that little nigga? That's, you know what I mean? I was too proud to go to him and say, oh, because he just told me I'm the dopest thing he's ever heard. So I didn't go to him. I went, oh, where you find that little nigga? That guy's funny. And at the time, Trix hadn't even discovered what he does now, the Panzola thing. He was still even doing English jokes.
Yeah.
He was still figuring himself out.
Yeah.
But it was hilarious. And I was like, dog, you. So off that, it was just off respect. Following week, we don't talk. No numbers. Following week, we meet at the same spot. He's open.
Yeah.
When I arrive, he either finds me or I find him.
Yeah.
I'm always the first guy at the club, last guys at the club. We're always there for years. We're always those guys. And we had never worked. We were just those disciplined. We love this.
Yeah.
This is our shit.
Yeah.
And Cracker would always book us. Whenever there was a new opening for a new comedian, we'd always be the two kids.
Mm.
Okay, that's the Panzola kid. That's the little Englishy medium kid. Let's grab him and let's put him, you know what I mean? He works for that demographic. And that's how they used us a lot. So people would always put us on a lineup. And I'd always come to back like, man, we work well together. You don't steal my shit. I don't steal your shit. You know, I don't do your, you know what I mean? But you're funny and you think I'm funny, you know what I mean? So sometimes I'll think of funny stuff. I'm like, yo, man, you remember that joke? You say that and you do it. I remember one joke, one of my bullies used to say that.
What a winning?
Yeah, that's the punchline. You have to hear. Basically, the punchline is like, man, how important are bonus a bonuhi? Basically, imagine like a threatening guy telling you, like, you gotta laugh, dog. Like, what a bonuhi? Like, look, you say you look like an ass. So the punchline was like, the thing was like, I think, I don't know how he does the joke, but when I went to him, I'm like, dude, imagine like a scary bully guy. And he tells you, and that's just saying that is hilarious. And he had a whole setup. He created his own setup for it. And I was just like, here's a punchline. And he did his own thing.
No,
and he would come to me and give me a line. He like, do my own. Like, that's where the friendship started. Then we decided, Jorge, man, let's start making money together.
Yeah.
These guys about to knock. We started Pakalane. You remember Pakalane Comedy Nights?
Nope.
Y'all don't remember that? I'm sure somebody watching
it.
Yeah.
I do remember it.
Me and Trix were unknown comedians, and we were tired of people just cheering us on, like, oh, you're awesome. You know, in bots, oh, shit, like that.
Yeah.
You know, people just say stuff, but no money, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, dog, I'm broke, dog. Oh, and you're telling me about my grandma. You know, we met a lot of people, a lot of important people, but no one was offering anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes I even go rants on my stage. People like that. Hara Johnny would speak his mind. And I'm like, oh, this industry, and I'd rant about the industry. I ran about the whatever. I think that's why I'm do pick me on the top 10 thing. I'll talk about the, you know what I mean? How shit this whole entertainment thing is.
Yeah.
Then we decided, you know what? We're going to get ourselves a gig, like Cracker's gig.
Yeah.
We knocked at the buildings. We didn't know. Oh, no. Trixie had a friend who worked as a chef. I think he was the sushi guy. Sushi. Yeah. Sushi.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was a sushi guy.
Mm.
And yeah. And that sushi guy, he hit up Trix. He's like, yo, man, here's the marketing lady's number. Go talk to her.
Yeah.
So we got in there. We had a name. We're like, yeah, Rukupa Huel in there. They're like, oh, who are these ashy guys looking for Neo? You know what I mean?
Mm.
We get in. We come in and Neo's like, what are you guys looking for? We're like, we're trying to like, basically, we did a case study. The week before, we went to the bar and it was month end and there was no one at the bar. A nice bar they had back, they went before they renovated. And I'm like, dude, this is a nice bar, but no one comes here. So we pitched to them, yo, man, we could get you customers in here. We're funny guys. We kill it every time in Main Mall. And they're like, who are you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, we're funny. You know what I mean? They just didn't have it. You know what I mean? Like, so, you know what I mean? So they're like, okay, wait here. She went and called the food and beverages managers, what managers. After we broke this story down, she calls in a whole lot of other managers and they come in. She's like, tell them what you were telling me. So we tell them the whole story. They're like, okay, you know what? We'll do this for a month for free and we'll negotiate a contract.
Then we told all our friends at Main Mall, yo, man, come out through. Well, what? A lot of the comedian guys are telling us, bro, that won't work. Pax is far. Who wants to go to Pax? Like, dog, in the name of comedy, man, people love this shit. People like me and Trix, dog, they'll come out there for us.
Yeah.
For real, people came.
Wow.
But in the first night. That lady, she made like 15K just from booze alone.
Heaven.
Just booze alone. Just our jokes made 50. Okay,
for her.
The booze made. I don't want to take credit. Booze sells itself. But the fact that we brought people with money to spend like that, there's value to what we have. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we sat down, we struck a contract. And we. I want to believe that me and Trix were the first guys to have like, create a roster for guys and say, yo, man, for being, you know how DJs have their own pubs,
yeah,
they get paid. We were like that,
like
so we inspired other comedians to start setting up other spots, Kumohoditsane, CBD, and they started making their own money. And everybody started the stand up, and COVID happened,
all right,
yeah,
okay,
yeah, it was popping off the comedy scene at the time, man. Before COVID, I wasn't working because I better. There were four clubs I was performing at. I performed at Main Mall, Fresh Comedy Series. I performed at CBD. I performed at Mogo. I performed at Pax. A month. All these shows are happening month. I Main Mall is better weekly. The other ones are monthly. So I
did
as a comedian. That was my thing. That's what I jam. I sleep all day, jerk off, and tell jokes in the evening.
Yes.
Real life comedian. She's at work. You know what I mean? She's at work. I'm sorry, baby. That's what I do when you're not around. I'm a grown ass man, okay? Teenagers would be embarrassed about jerking. I'm 33, yeah? I rub one out. If it gets up, I rub it up. You know what I mean? That's if it gets. If. Like, ah, oh, my girl ain't here. Oh! She's gonna miss her. She's gonna miss her.
Yeah. Hey, all right, do you have anything to ask, guys?
I'm probably not even gonna watch this, dog.
all right, man. God. Hey, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks,
Johnny,
for
like, we really appreciate
thanks for listening,
it.
Dog.
We really appreciate
now you,
it so
dog.
Much.
Moon, I still have you. I'm gonna get you a ticket.
Hey, please. Mm. You should get all of us it.
Nobody feels better than my heart. I let the sound guy. What? Can I let sound guy? My manager. We're not like that. We're like
you
can never watch. I get done. I even never backstage.
Hey, I get.
But yeah, man.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, you find? Oh, I've recently on TikTok.
You're on TikTok.
Yeah, at Johnny Pune. J O N N Y.
If you can't beat them, join them. I get.
Yeah, no. I heard about somebody tell me TikTok was 2019.
Yeah.
I said 2019. I was like, hey, Johnny, you know, your personality would work for TikTok. I'm like, I didn't want to. Even Donald Trump came out. Remember during COVID, Donald Trump was like, TikTok is spying on us. I was like, you see,
I told you.
I got my banking app right next to this Chinese app that's going to spy on how broke I am. And study. You know what I mean? But then I realized, you know what, I'm broke, dude. Let's just get in. I got nothing to hide. You know, I just get. If the Chinese are spying on me, you know what I mean?
It is what it is.
You might get a couple of dick pics, and you know what I mean? It's life. You know what I mean? Yeah, no, when you're old, you take dick pics because you're not sending. You're trying to check if. Is that a what? What is that? What? Is that a. God, oh, shit. You know what I mean? You're like trying to check if he's sick. You know what I mean? It's not because you're trying to send it to a girl. Like, oh, I'm gonna. I can turn him. What the? I need to stop sleeping with them. These Gabs girls, what the hell?
Yeah, Johnny,
you guys
gotta
cut that out.
All right, hey, tell them where can they find you?
Can I go block 7? But don't come there. What do you mean, find me there? Oh, I have a show. It's coming back July, beginning of July. We're going in strong right now.
Yeah.
Go watch the old episode, the Johnny Pula and Trick Show. Just type it anyway on YouTube, Johnny Pula and Trick Show.
Even on Google.
On Google, find me. Yeah, that once happened in the office. One time, they didn't know I was a comedian. So everybody's Googling each other. Hey, Manesh. It was bad. They stopped playing that game after they Googled me. They find me next to Mimo Raike, little Trevor Gumbi. They're like, oh, shit, this guy.
This
guy's Googleable.
Yeah.
He's Googleable.
Because
like, everybody had like two results to 2,000 results. I had like thousands of results. So it was one of those,
I'm on the net. Yeah, I'm on the net. Just if you spell my name right.
Is Johnny Pula your real name?
No, it's not. Come on, let's not go there.
What's your real name?
We got into the rap story now.
No, what's your real name?
Dog. Get Johnny Pula, guy.
Hey, but I call Johnny. Johnny Johnny. Johnny Johnny.
It's a haburo. Niko block 7.
Hey,
wait. You see, I'm talking about taking dick my balls. Now you want to Google me, dog? Like, these people are going to... Kind of a channel expose you, dog. Right?
Hey.
And there's people that know me that I grew up with. But it's a fate. And you know, they know what a journey is about to get or whatever. Oh, nah.
You know what trend I'm going
to be on. People know, so I decided, let me change my name. They get to take about two, you know, that those niggas that remember that. They like the legate to tell about that. You know what I mean? Niggas never remember the nice things about you. You know what I mean?
Hey, man.
So I like, hey, let me change my name. I have a dark history and fresh start.
How do
you get the merch? Where can you get the merch?
Oh, you can get the merch from me. Lintelitzen, Lebanese number 774-88410. Lintelitzen for business, for calls, for whatever. I'm in a relationship, so don't call me for like anything else.
Okay.
But business. But
all right.
If you want to, if you want to hear a joke, come to my shows. Lintelitzen live. Yes, buy tickets. But if you want, sometimes I like open mics because I love the culture. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm the type of guy, you know, even though I thought I was bragging that y'all should pay me, man. Yeah. Whatever. I did share some jokes, but I like to sneak them in. I don't like that. That whole I don't like that. I want to sneak the jokes in. And
yeah.
We have fun. You know what I mean? Because I'm a storyteller.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear me and like experience what I think and what makes me tick, watch me go to open mic.
Yeah.
That's where I like, my girlfriend dumped me today and something I thought was hilarious, I'll put it in.
Yeah.
If I got fired, those are the people that hear it first.
Mm.
If I lose any, you know what I mean? Those are the, my audience, those are the, it might not be funny all the time, but I do it at open mics. So come to any open mic, you might find me. Tonight, it's Friday night.
Yeah.
Mogodisani, K-Lo, Bumata, Ifrim Basha, Bo Rekunde, legendary first lady of comedy. She's from Maung.
Yeah, I know her.
They are going to be on tonight in Mogodisani. I forgot the name of the bar, but yeah, they're on night. Kaba, what is it? Yeah, yeah, come out there. A lot of hot comics. I might come out. If I'm sober enough, I'll jump on stage.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I do. I'm one of those comedians, you know, yo, man. Like, I love comedy. I'm not, it's not about blowing up.
Or, yeah.
Like, I'm about, you guys came here to hear jokes. I got jokes for y'all.
Yeah.
And I come in and I share that stuff with you guys. Whether it's perfect or not, whether you hate me or not, I don't care. You don't feed me. The corporates feed me.
Yeah.
And those are the guys that matter.
Hey, thank you so much, Johnny. Thank you so much again. All right. As you can see, guys, we're at a different spot today. We want to give a big shout out to Musin Chillers. Eat, laugh, and laugh. In Block A, guys, if you want to just have a... What, like,
call your friends. This is like a place
burgers,
to have like a good private birthday party type thing, you know what I mean?
All right, this has been Neighborhood Watch.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Said too much. You guys told them I'm a rap. I'm not a rap, but...